Chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, or COPD, is a long-term lung disease that affects millions of people worldwide. Despite its prevalence, COPD is often misunderstood and mismanaged, leading to a significant impact on the quality of life for those who have it. Understanding the physiology behind COPD, recognizing the symptoms early, and learning how to manage the disease effectively can make a profound difference in the lives of those affected. In this episode, we'll delve into the intricacies of COPD, share personal anecdotes and stories of famous figures who have battled with the disease, and discuss strategies for managing COPD to improve quality of life. Welcome back to Health Square, the podcast where we explore the health topics that matter most to you. I'm Bills, and today we're discussing COPD, a disease that poses significant challenges but can be managed with the right knowledge and approach. Whether you or a loved one has COPD, or you're simply curious to learn more, this episode will provide you with valuable insights to help understand and manage this chronic condition. The physiology of COPD. What's happening in the lungs? COPD is an umbrella term used to describe progressive lung diseases, including emphysema and chronic bronchitis. These diseases cause airflow obstruction, making it difficult to breathe. The primary cause of COPD is long-term exposure to irritating gases or particulate matter, most often from cigarette smoke. However, non-smokers can also develop COPD due to factors like air pollution, occupational dust, and chemical exposure, or a rare genetic condition known as alpha-1 antitrypsin deficiency. In a healthy lung, the airways are clear, and the alveoli, tiny air sacs where oxygen is exchanged for carbon dioxide, function properly, allowing you to breathe easily. In COPD, the airways become inflamed and narrowed, and the alveoli lose their elasticity, making it harder to expel air from the lungs. This leads to shortness of breath, wheezing, and a chronic cough. Over time, the lungs can become less effective at oxygenating the blood and removing carbon dioxide, leading to more severe health issues. The human impact, stories from famous figures and familiar faces. COPD doesn't discriminate. It affects people from all walks of life, including some of the most famous and influential figures in history. One well-known example is Leonard Bernstein, the legendary composer and conductor. Bernstein was a lifelong smoker, and in his later years, he was diagnosed with COPD. Despite his illness, Bernstein continued to work and perform, but the disease eventually took a toll on his health, leading to his retirement and ultimately his death. His struggle with COPD serves as a reminder of the dangers of smoking and the impact that COPD can have on even the most resilient individuals. Closer to home, my neighbor Carol was diagnosed with COPD in her 60s after years of smoking. Carol had always been active and loved gardening, but as her COPD progressed, she found it increasingly difficult to keep up with her beloved hobby. Simple tasks like bending over to tend to her plants or carrying a watering can became exhausting. However, Carol's story is also one of resilience. After her diagnosis, she quit smoking, enrolled in a pulmonary rehabilitation program, and started using oxygen therapy. While COPD has changed her life, Carol has learned to manage the disease and continues to enjoy her garden, albeit with some adjustments. Another public figure who faced COPD is the iconic actor Leonard Nimoy, best known for his role as Spock in Star Trek. Nimoy was a smoker for many years before quitting later in life, but the damage had already been done. He was diagnosed with COPD and became an advocate for smoking cessation, urging others to quit before it was too late. Nimoy's experience highlights the importance of early intervention and lifestyle changes in managing COPD and preventing its progression. Recognizing the symptoms, early detection is key. COPD often develops slowly, and many people don't notice symptoms until the disease has already progressed. Early symptoms may include a chronic cough, often referred to as smoker's cough, shortness of breath during physical activity, and frequent respiratory infections. As the disease advances, symptoms can become more severe, including wheezing, chest tightness, and fatigue. Carol first noticed her symptoms when she began to struggle with everyday activities that she used to find easy. She would get winded after a short walk and found herself coughing more frequently. Initially, she dismissed these symptoms as part of getting older, but when she couldn't shake a persistent respiratory infection, she decided to see her doctor. This early intervention allowed her to start treatment before her COPD became more severe. If you or someone you know is experiencing these symptoms, especially if there's a history of smoking or exposure to lung irritants, it's important to see a healthcare provider. Early diagnosis can make a significant difference in managing the disease and improving quality of life. Managing COPD strategies for a better quality of life. While there is no cure for COPD, there are several strategies and treatments that can help manage symptoms and slow the progression of the disease. Here's how. Smoking cessation. The most important step for anyone with COPD is to quit smoking. Smoking is the leading cause of COPD, and continuing to smoke will only exacerbate the disease. Carol's decision to quit smoking was a turning point in her management of COPD. While quitting wasn't easy, the benefits were immediate. She noticed a reduction in her coughing and shortness of breath, and it helped slow the progression of the disease. Medications. Medications are often prescribed to manage symptoms and prevent exacerbations. Bronchodilators are commonly used to help relax the muscles around the airways, making it easier to breathe. These can be short-acting for quick relief or long-acting for sustained control of symptoms. Inhaled corticosteroids may also be prescribed to reduce inflammation in the airways, particularly for those who experience frequent exacerbations. Carol uses a combination of these medications to help keep her symptoms under control. In more advanced cases, patients may require long-term oxygen therapy to ensure they're getting enough oxygen. Pulmonary rehabilitation. Pulmonary rehabilitation is a comprehensive program that combines exercise, education, and support to help people with COPD improve their physical fitness and learn how to manage their condition. Carol found pulmonary rehab to be incredibly beneficial. It not only helped her build strength and endurance, but also provided her with a support network of others who were going through the same challenges. The program also taught her how to manage her breathlessness and conserve energy during daily activities. Lifestyle changes. Maintaining a healthy lifestyle is crucial for managing COPD. This includes eating a balanced diet, staying active, and avoiding lung irritants like air pollution and secondhand smoke. Carol adjusted her diet to include more nutrient-dense foods that give her the energy she needs to stay active, and she started taking short walks each day to maintain her fitness. Regular physical activity can help improve cardiovascular fitness and muscle strength, both of which are important for maintaining lung function. Oxygen therapy. For those with severe COPD, oxygen therapy can be a lifesaver. It helps ensure that the body gets enough oxygen, which can improve energy levels and reduce symptoms like shortness of breath. Leonard Bernstein and Leonard Nimoy both used oxygen therapy in the later stages of their lives, which helped them manage their symptoms and maintain their activities for as long as possible. For some, portable oxygen devices have made it easier to stay active and mobile, even with advanced COPD. Surgical options. In some severe cases of COPD, surgery may be an option. Procedures such as lung volume reduction surgery, LVRS, which removes damaged lung tissue, or lung transplantation may be considered for patients who do not respond to other treatments. While these options are not suitable for everyone, they can significantly improve quality of life for those with advanced COPD. Myths and misconceptions about COPD. There are several myths and misconceptions about COPD that can lead to misunderstanding and mismanagement of the disease. One common myth is that COPD only affects smokers. While smoking is the leading cause, COPD can also develop in non-smokers due to factors like air pollution, occupational hazards, or genetic conditions like alpha-1 antitrypsin deficiency. Another misconception is that COPD is a death sentence. While COPD is a serious and progressive disease, with the right management and lifestyle changes, many people with COPD can live fulfilling lives for many years. Carol's story is a testament to the fact that, with determination and support, it's possible to manage COPD and continue doing the things you love. Conclusion: living with COPD. COPD is a challenging disease, but it's not an insurmountable one. By understanding the physiology of COPD, recognizing the symptoms early, and adopting effective management strategies, those living with COPD can improve their quality of life and continue to pursue their passions. Thank you for joining me on Health Square today. I hope this episode has provided you with valuable insights into understanding and managing COPD. If you found this episode helpful, please subscribe, leave a review, and share it with anyone who might benefit. Remember, while COPD is a chronic condition, with the right approach, it's possible to live a full and active life. Until next time, take care.